Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we're joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, it looks like it was a lose-lose for Bayern Munich this past match day. First, they were defeated by RB Leipzig, and with Dortmund's win, maybe the title.
Yeah, you know, everyone's been calling the Bundesliga very boring because of Bayern Munich's dominance a decade strong, and maybe it's come to an end. I like it. A lose-lose situation for Bayern. It's actually a lose-lose-in-wait situation for Bayern. It's been nearly 20 years since Bayern Munich had a halftime lead overturned in their own backyard. The last time RB and Bayern met, it was a draw. RB Leipzig have a history of being a tough opponent to Bayern Munich. It's one of the reasons that Bayern Munich plucked Julian Nagelsmann's services. It's one of the reasons they paid a record transfer for that manager they ultimately fired for Thomas Tuchel. So it's no big shock that RB Leipzig put up a fight, but Bayern's back four is just not what it used to be. It's not the back four of Bayern's golden stint when Germany actually secured a World Cup in 2014. You look at the recent match, you have a penalty plus a handball. RB Leipzig's win gets them in the Champions League. And as I mentioned, always a tough opponent. They are a competitive side. They look really good under Marco Rosa. He's a good fit leading the club out of Leipzig. Bayern's Matthias De Ligt, one of the back four that are not shining so brightly right now for the defending champions, said the locker room is like a graveyard. It looks like the Titanic hit the iceberg. Players are rumored to be jumping ship, so maybe even the coach. In terms of Bayern Munich, nothing looks good with them, and they have to wait. Now they have to wait. They lose the match, potentially lose the title, and now they have to wait to see what happens with Dortmund. Dortmund had been unreal with Sebastian Haller. You know, just imagine, you know, his presence in the locker room alone gives the players quite a boost. He's recovered from cancer. The last two matches, he scored a brace in each match. You know, Augsburg in this particular match went down a man. You know, Dortmund just opened up the woodworks. You know, they began firing away. Every outfield player fired a shot. They had 30 in all. Dortmund's season looked very good. The title is in their grasp. It's theirs to lose. Dortmund haven't won a title since the 2011-12 season. You know, 2000, you know, back when Lewandowski and Jurgen Klopp, you know, were running the show at Dortmund. You know, so it's interesting to see Dortmund excel. You know, in terms of Alea back in the locker room, he gives the players a boost of morale. He's kind of like a walking miracle, you know, he is in terms of his health and the way he's bounced back. And Dortmund are in their own backyard. You couldn't ask for a better potential ending to this season. They're at home hosting Mainz. You know, Mainz have no shot at the European pitch. So I think Dortmund are the only ones with a title or something to play for. You know, I'm pulling for Dortmund, you know, just to bring some more excitement to the Bundesliga. It's been needing that. And Dortmund are in the position to give the Bundesliga what has been missing.
All Borussia Dortmund need to do from here on out is win against Mainz to secure the title. But all the pressure surely must be on Bayern Munich and Thomas Tuchel at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, I agree. You know, Thomas Tuchel has all of the pressure on his shoulders. He's disappointed. You know, you can't argue that, especially when you consider the way he was brought in. You know, he's lost every title Bayern was chasing this particular season. And now the Bundesliga title, the one title that people believe and have argued for many years that Bayern have in their back pocket. It's almost a guarantee people have argued that Bayern walk away with the Bundesliga title. Well, it starts at the top. Obviously, you can't move the players as easily as you can move the coach. And financially, you know, when you look at Bayern Munich right now, they're still paying Julian Nagelsmann, their old coach. If he doesn't get a new job, Bayern have to pay him 80% or something like that of his salary. You know, so Bayern, you know, of course the pressure runs downhill. You know, German media are even arguing right now that all of the bosses need to be replaced. Maybe a new sporting director, Oliver Kahn, took over the job recently. Maybe he needs to be replaced as well. And of course, the man calling the shots on the pitch, because you know, I do think Bayern Munich are a better side than they've been showing lately, you know, but all in all, you know, I think he's been a letdown. And I don't see Bayern having a future with Thomas Tuchel calling shots as head coach.
Chris, it looks like it will either be Union Berlin or Freiburg finishing fourth in the standings.
Yeah, you know, they're fourth and fifth right now, 59 points apiece. Both qualified for the Europa League last season, so they've both gotten a taste of European football. Union Berlin is a side I'm definitely pulling for because there's no more Hertha Berlin in the Bundesliga. We only have one club in the capital city of Germany competing at the top level of football in the country. So I'm pulling for Union Berlin just to expand their footprint and make some noise on the European pitch. They are at home. They are a fortress at home. They look to be in a better position. They're hosting Bremen. And Freiburg are at Frankfurt. Freiburg also a tough team at home, but on the road, a different story. It's not always, you know, a cakewalk, you know, on the road. Frankfurt really have nothing to play for. So Freiburg are going to be, I'm sure, giving it their all. But Union Berlin, I think, look to be the better side. And I picked them to finish in the top four. Other interesting fixtures, you know, you can look at Leverkusen. You know, you have to consider the Europa League spots. Freiburg 5, Leverkusen 6. They just got booted out of the Europa League. And they are at Bochum right now. Oh, they're at Bochum, excuse me, next match day, the last match day. Bochum dealing with relegation pressure. So I do think it'll be an easy victory for Leverkusen. So Leverkusen might have an opportunity to hurdle over Freiburg if they don't take care of business at Frankfurt. And another team maybe you can consider getting into Europe if the chips fell right, just right. That would be Wolfsburg. They have 49 points. They're hosting Hertha Berlin, as I mentioned, already demoted.
And just like always, Chris, before we let you go, what else has hit your radar?
Yeah, just a bit of news touching on some midfielders, one being Borussia Dortmund's midfielder Jude Bellingham. You know, he's been injured, and he was devastated to miss this recent, you know, match against Augsburg. They're back hosting Mainz. He's pulling to be back because it could arguably be his last match suiting up for Dortmund. You know, for all intents and purposes, I do expect him to depart this summer. And I previously spoke on Bayern players potentially jumping ship. Well, rumor has it, some reports have Man City's Pep Guardiola highly interested in Joshua Kimmich, potentially replacing Ilkay Gundogan. You know, Kimmich, best midfielder in Germany. He's a workhorse, an iron horse, plays every minute, gives all of his heart and some. I think it'll be a good fit, and he might not be the only one leaving Bayern Munich if things don't happen right this particular season. As they look, they're not going to happen right, and Dortmund will win it all.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke schön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.